You're listening to SBS News.
As they grew up, siblings Jordan and Laura O'Reilly confronted many of the challenges families face when it comes to booking disability support and vowed to do something about it. Their brother was among the 34,000 people in Australia living with cerebral palsy. The O'Reillys struggled to find good support, which left Jordan and Laura wanting to do more for Shane and 4.5 million others with a disability.
I think the overarching aim of all the work that Geordie and I do, this for us is not a startup or a job, this is a calling, and for us it's about creating the Australia that our brother deserved to live in and the service models and the opportunities that he deserved to have, which he didn't have.
Inspired by their experience with their brother, the siblings set up an online platform that enables people with disability and their families to find, hire and manage support workers. The platform, called Hire Up, was first started in 2015 with philanthropic support from the Meyer Foundation. The funding allowed the siblings to create a first version of the platform with just a couple of clients to its name. Sadly, their brother Shane isn't here to watch their profit-for-purpose business expand after his sudden death at the age of 21.
One day in 2011, we woke up and Shane had passed away. And that was an incredibly tough moment for our family. And for Laura and I, it's the reason we do all the work that we do, and it's the reason we're so passionate about this work. And there was a flicker of doubt. Sort of Laura and I looked at one another and thought, what are we doing? You know, why are we doing this work? And that doubt only lasted a brief second. And we realised that the work that we were going to do in our life was going to be in sort of Shane's memory and in his honour. And after that, we just sort of jumped straight into it.
A profit-for-purpose business model runs like a normal business, aiming to make a profit but also uses a percentage of its profits for social or community benefit. The online platform now works closely with the National Disability Insurance Scheme, supporting 10,000 families and employing almost as many support workers. And support workers are formally employed, a rarity in a sector where workers are increasingly engaged as paid contractors with little job security.
The traditional service landscape in the past, and we've experienced this with Shane, was that an agency would send a worker and that the person with disability would have very little choice and control over how that relationship sort of worked and developed over time. So the core kind of innovation at the heart of HireUp is using the technology to put people with disability in control, total control of who they're being supported by, when, how. But I think the other thing that we're doing with the business is HireUp is unique in the sort of the platform space in terms of employing our support workers. We believe that support workers are some of the most amazing people in the whole world. They deserve to be treated really well and to have, you know, their full kind of be paid all their entitlements, permanent, secure work.
Jordan says the technology connects people with disabilities with carers and services that share their interests rather than just randomly allocating support workers to clients. He believes the technology enables HireUp to more effectively use NDIS funding. In his brother's case, he would have been able to choose a support worker much more easily to do activities such as travel.
When we were growing up, our brother wanted to go on holiday. He desperately wanted to go to Queensland. And it was one of those things that we always sort of thought as a family, there'll be time to get to that. But it was just too hard in the moment to think about organising the support and trying to work out all of the logistics. It was one of those things that was just too hard in the time. And we always thought there'll be tomorrow. And sadly for our brother, there wasn't. Tomorrow. That day never came for him. And so one of the things that makes me incredibly proud when I hear the stories of people who have been able to book a flight, for example, over to Perth and meet a support worker in Perth waiting at the airport to support them to make that easier.
In recent years, the online platform has grown exponentially and aims to have 25,000 active users by 2025. There are currently 500,000 participants in the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Among them is 9-year-old Domenico Agostino. Domenico has complex needs, so the support requirement is pretty high. He needs a lot of physical support, including assistance with eating and drinking. His mum, Michelle Agostino, explains.
He's quadriplegic, classified as quadriplegic cerebral palsy, with epilepsy as well. So he's globally delayed. He's fed via a peg, so that everything goes through his tummy via a peg. He's also non-verbal, so we've got a special eye gaze device. We're teaching him how to communicate through his eyes and other parts of his body. So, yeah, physically, obviously, he's high needs.
Domenico's support worker, Alex McGilvray, is booked 3 days a week through Higher Up to work with Domenico, a job she's done for 7 years, three with Higher Up. Over that time, they formed a close bond, with Alex becoming part of the family.
So today we're going to be doing a little bit of therapy. We do a little bit of tummy time. He does some time in his standing frame because it's important for him to do weight bearing. And Michelle and I are going to take Domenico and his little brother down to the park later.
Domenico's mother, Michelle, says being able to choose his support workers is crucial. She says using the Higher Up model also allows her to directly communicate with Alex about shift requests and changes, rather than having to relay messages to Alex through the agency. Michelle says support workers will always remain a part of her son's life, and she welcomes having more control about who supports him.
I'm trying to teach him that mum's not always around, and because I guess his life's going to be a lot of people in his life that aren't mum and dad or his grandparents or aunties and uncles. So that's another thing, I guess, having support workers in the home. This is his life, and he has to, we all have to adjust, and he also has to be familiar having people care for him and help him, like, be around him.
It's estimated that providing disability support services for Australians living with cerebral palsy costs around $1.47 billion per year, and one third of that cost is borne by families. Services for all 4.5 million Australians living with a disability are also funded by the National Disability Insurance Scheme at a total cost of almost $25 billion this year. Jordan and Laura want to help more families make the most of every NDIS dollar. Laura hopes as many people with a disability as possible get to experience moments that their brother missed out on.
He would have been all over the app. He would have been on there looking at worker profiles. He would have really enjoyed the process of, you know, booking and signing people's times off. And I often think about what his life would have been like if he had the ability to build a team around himself and really be in charge of those supports, and it would have made a massive difference in his life.
In 2021, Higher Up secured $40 million in growth capital from Seek Investments to help roll out its service across Australia. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News, and you can listen to more episodes of Change Agents from your favourite podcaster, the SBS Radio app, or your smart speaker.